really aggressive from the first shot and to make him move, to make him work every ball. But the match can change completely. You know, he was up two times with a knee break in the tie break. It's never easy to play him. He's a big serve. He's strong. He's tough to play. He can play fast. And no, I just think that I play a solid match.
But with your break right away, breaking him in the second set, then things went so smooth. I have the feeling that he couldn't really play up to his level anymore against him, because the first set of course was great, but then he never made no mistakes, and then he, by losing his first the serve, which is such a strong side of him, right away he
it's a long question.
Yeah, it's a long question, but yes.
No, I just think that I show him everyone that the match will be tough for him. Even in the first set, he was staying with me, he was close to win the tie break, but it was a tough set for him because he had to play his best, he had to always try something, and I just feel strong from the baseline. I feel good physically, and I know that on clay courts, if I play my best tennis, I can beat those guys, even if I know it's never easy, but I'm really happy the way I did today.
Stan, it's a different surface, but if you play Rafa, do you take any confidence from that Australian Open game, or is it just completely different circumstances?
It's a different surface. You know, Rafa is the king of leg play since many years. He's so strong. Last year I played, he was too strong for me, but I think I'm a different player. I know that if I have to play him, I know that I can beat him. I have to play my best game for sure, but I have a few things to do on the board, and we'll see first who's going to win, and then I will focus on my match for tomorrow.
Which part of your game do you think you have to improve to reach your best level this moment?
I'm still working a lot on my game outside the tournament. You know, I'm trying to still improve my forehand, trying to still work out on the serve. The same thing that I'm doing since many years, and that's why maybe I'm so good now, because I didn't change. During the last 4 or 5 years, I didn't change. Like when things went wrong, I was still focused on what I want to improve, try to be more aggressive, but not like extreme, try to be tough with myself on every point. I know that on clay I have a little bit more time, so it's better for me. I can always make one more shot, and yeah, I'm still trying to improve a lot of part of my game.
En français,